When calling in late or sick, remember to clearly identify yourself. Ask for your supervisor. Give a reason for your absence. And if you are late, give a time when you should arrive at work. Number one, identify yourself. This is Maria Gomez. If you work for a large company, give your department name. For example, Maria Gomez, I work in shipping. Number two, ask to speak to your supervisor. May I speak to Priscilla Chang? Number three, give a reason for not coming in. I can't come in today because I have the flu and need to go to the doctor. Number four, give a reason for being late and an estimated time of arrival. The subways are not running because of police activity. I should be there by 10 a.m. In these two dialogues, listen to what the speakers say and try to answer these questions. In dialogue 1, number 1, who is calling? Number 2, who is the supervisor? Number 3, why is the employee late? Number 4, when does he say he will be in? In dialogue 2, number 1, who is calling? Number 2, who is the supervisor? Number 3, why can't the employee come to work? Calling in late or sick. Number 1, Mark has a problem. His car is not working. He calls the manager.
Rite Aid, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Mark. Can I speak to the manager, please?
Sure.
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. This is Mark. I'm running late to work today. My car's not working.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope that everything works out.
Thanks for understanding. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Calling in late or sick, number 2. It's 6 a.m. Alice wakes up with a headache, runny nose, and stomach ache. She has the flu. She doesn't feel well. She can't work today. She calls her boss.
Hello, this is Tricia. How can I help you?
Hi, Tricia. This is Alice. I cannot come to work today. I don't feel well. I have the flu.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Did you hear the answers for Dialogue 1 questions? For the question, who is calling? The answer is Mark. It's M-A-R-K. Who is the supervisor? That is Erica. E-R-I-C-A. Why is the employee late? His car is not working. When does he say he will be in? He will be there as soon as he can. The answers for Dialogue 2 questions. Who is calling? Alice. A-L-I-C-E. Who is the supervisor? Tricia. T-R-I-C-I-A. Why can't the employee come to work? She has the flu and has to go to the doctor. Now it's your turn. Do a dialogue of your own, one for calling in late and the other for calling in sick. Check to make sure you include the three components. Identify yourself. In the United States, we use "this is" before our name when we call on the phone. For example, we say, "This is Judy." We don't say, "My name is Judy." The second, ask to speak to your supervisor. A polite way to say this is either, "May I speak to," and the name, or "Could I speak to," and the supervisor's name. The third component is to give a reason for not coming in. So if you are sick and you can't come to work, check your dialogue that you have a good reason. A bad reason would be, "I drank too much tequila last night." I'm sure you can come up with many good and bad reasons. If you are doing your dialogue for being late, give a reason for being late and an estimated time of arrival. Again, you need a good reason, and give it time so your supervisor knows when to expect you.